It's nearly the end of the year in Brandon Millian's Principles of Sociology classes.
So, today we're going to cover Chapter 15 in Religion.
When Ball State celebrates fall graduates, Millian will be right there among them, completing a journey that's been far from routine.
You know, I didn't finish high school. I dropped out after my freshman year, and I did a year and a half of homeschool, and then I got my GED a year before I was supposed to graduate. And I didn't start college till I was 29. I did that, and I still didn't see myself in higher ed.
Millian might not have envisioned it, but people around him, like longtime sociology professor Melinda Massinio, did. Massinio met Millian when the two were attending a conference together. She was inspired and impressed, and she encouraged him to pursue advanced degrees at Ball State.
What makes Brandon so special is his drive to succeed in the face of adversity, which just seems kind of cliche to say, you know, driving in the face of adversity. But I have seen him overcome just tremendous challenges.
They didn't tell people like me that college was possible. If you didn't have money, you weren't told that college was possible. And my family wasn't in college. I came from a very poor household.
That changed one cold December night.
I was 29 years old, and I was working at a casino at the time, and I had worked like 14 hours that night. It was New Year's Eve, and I was standing there, and everybody was celebrating New Year's Eve around me, and I'm like, this is the last time I'm ever going to do that. I'm not going to spend another New Year's Eve watching other people celebrate because I have to work. And so that was the day I decided that I was going to enroll in Ivy Tech.
Millian had a plan, but he also had doubts.
Then it was being around the people in college that made me understand, okay, I can do this. I can get this education. I'm smart enough to do this.
Massinio said that willingness to successfully navigate a non-traditional path makes him, well, one in a million.
He has this resilience where he comes back, you know, and just and perseveres.
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Lisa Renzi.